Welcome to Aaron Mankey's Cabinet of Curiosities, a production of iHeartRadio and Grim and Mild.
Our world is full of the unexplainable. And if history is an open book, all of these amazing tales are right there on display, just waiting for us to explore. Welcome to the Cabinet of Curiosities. In the chilly lands of Norway, there is a story about a knight who captures the heart of the Norwegian people. He is Sir Niels Olav, a brave and gallant soldier who has served in the Norwegian army for over 40 years. Named after a distinguished member of the King's Guard and King Olav, it seems that he was always destined for greatness. Sir Niels Olav is a true patriot, having been promoted to the rank of brigadier and knighted for his outstanding service to his country. He became a young recruit for the Norwegian army in 1972. Full of energy and enthusiasm, Niels quickly won the soldiers' hearts with his playful antics and his unwavering loyalty. It soon became apparent that Niels was special, and the army promoted him to corporal. The promotion was a great honor for Niels, and he took his duties very seriously. He marched alongside his fellow soldiers, saluting them as they passed. He was always the first to rise in the morning and the last to go to bed at night. The soldiers could count on Niels to be by their side, no matter what. As time progressed, he was promoted to sergeant in 1993 and given a custom-made uniform that fit him perfectly. It was a beautiful, sunny day, and the brass buttons on his suit gleamed in the sunlight. In 2001, the Army promoted him yet again, this time to Honorable Regiment Sergeant Major. In 2005, Niels advanced to Honorary Colonel-in-Chief. Since then, he has attended countless ceremonies and events, always looking sharp in his uniform. Accolades and awards kept coming. He has received promotions and awards for his service to his country. Niels became the pride of the Norwegian army, and he continued to work tirelessly for his country. In 2008, King Harald V of Norway knighted Niels, bestowing him the title of Sir Niels Olav, knighted to the Order of St. Olav. He was now a true knight, with all the privileges and responsibilities that came with that title. During the ceremony that took place in Scotland instead of Norway, Sir Niels Olav walked alongside 130 of the King's Guard. British Major General Ewan Loudon performed the ceremony of knighthood on behalf of King Harald V. Sir Niels Olav received another promotion in 2016 to the rank of Brigadier, which also means that currently he outranks one of his namesakes. Two bronze statues are dedicated to him, one in Oslo, Norway, at the King's Guard compound, and the other stands in Edinburgh, Scotland. So, who is Sir Niels Olav? You might think that he's a brave soldier, a gallant knight, or a loyal patriot. And you would be right. Ever the distinguished diplomat, Sir Niels Olav is credited with uniting Norway and Scotland together in a way that no one has done before. But Sir Niels Olav is different from your average knight. He's a bit shorter than most, and he has an almost insatiable fetish for raw fish, krill, and squid. No one seems to mind that, though. Sir Niels Olav is full of personality, after all. He's been known to charm everyone he meets, from barkeeps to foreign diplomats. After each promotion and celebration, Sir Niels Olav is happy to return home to the Edinburgh Zoo, not far from his statue. You see, Sir Niels Olav is a penguin. That's right, a king penguin, to be precise. When he isn't marching alongside the King's Guard or dining on fish and squid, he and the other penguins charm everyone from school children to dignitaries. And of course, even when he's not in uniform, he's always dressed for the occasion, in that classic black and white penguin suit. When the temperature drops and the snow starts to fall, it's nice to get away for a while. There's nothing like trading your boots for a pair of flip-flops and soaking up the sun while everyone else is stuck shoveling a path back at the office. That's why certain places seem perfect for vacation spots. But one place turned into more than that for a bunch of people. It became home, at least for a little while. Off the coast of southern Europe is the island of Malta. It's located in the Mediterranean between Italy and Libya, and despite its small size, it boasts a diverse culture spanning music, art, literature, and architecture. In fact, architecture is where Malta shines. The temple complex known as Gigantia, meaning giantess, was constructed during the Neolithic era. It's one of the oldest freestanding structures in the world. In the northern region of Malta, in the village of Meliaha, is something much newer, but still just as impressive. It exists along the coast, overlooking the clear blue waters of Anchor Bay. It was built because of one man. Born in 1929, this individual gained quite a following over the years, and in 1979, a group of fans decided to erect a monument to him in Malta. They came to Meliaha, all 165 of them, and got to work. They had timber imported from the Netherlands to build houses and shops for themselves, and wooden shingles were brought in from Canada. They worked day and night, hammering 8 tons of nails and slathering on 2,000 gallons of paint to bring their creation to life. The workers toiled for 7 months, building an homage to this one man, a sailor. And in January of 1980, he arrived, along with his wife and child. What the people had constructed wasn't a statue, though, nor was it a monument. It was a town. It didn't look like much at first. In fact, the place looked like it had been constructed 100 years prior and then left to rot. The buildings leaned to and fro. Roofs sagged in the middle. Even with the fresh paint, it looked almost like the structures needed another few coats. But then again, its rustic look was part of its charm. It wouldn't have seemed right if everything was shiny and new. In the end, 19 wooden buildings were erected to welcome the sailor, his family, and many others to the village. The goal was to turn it into a thriving hub of fun and mischief for everyone who lived there. Soon after the sailor arrived with his wife and child in tow, others followed suit. He brought along his father, a grizzled sailor himself. There was a scam artist who often tried to con local eateries out of food, and there was even a rival for his wife's affections, who attempted to kidnap her on more than one occasion. But the sailor prevailed, because he not only had the support of the town behind him, but he also had his secret weapon, spinach. Now, if all of this sounds familiar, that's because this sailor was none other than Popeye himself, portrayed by Robin Williams in the 1980 musical comedy by the same name. When the movie's set department needed to create the coastal town of Sweethaven, they didn't have green screens or backlots to rely on. They built an entire fishing village on the coast of Malta. And when filming wrapped up several months later, they left it all behind. The village decided not to tear it down either. It didn't matter that the film was a flop back in the United States. They capitalized on the fact that they had a living, breathing movie set right in their backyard. And so the village hired actors to portray the iconic characters from the comic strip, turning this fake town into a very real theme park. Popeye Village now welcomes thousands of guests every year to its shores, from movie fans to couples getting married, to tourists looking for a unique activity while visiting the island. Not many people remember Robin Williams' debut film role, but thanks to one village in Malta, they can experience what it was like on set for themselves and come home with a memory of making a little movie magic in the process. I hope you've enjoyed today's guided tour of the Cabinet of Curiosities. Subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts or learn more about the show by visiting curiositiespodcast.com. This show was created by me, Aaron Mankey, in partnership with How Stuff Works. I make another award-winning show called Lore, which is a podcast, book series, and television show. And you can learn all about it over at theworldoflore.com. And until next time, stay curious. Thank you.